Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's back to being the best friend on the program. His name is Shooty Babbitt. What's up, Shootay? How are you?
Big Herbs. How are you today?
I made you wait way too long. I didn't realize you were on hold. We've got some technical difficulties going on here. I apologize for the confusion.
Apology not needed. Not needed, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. So I'm guessing, because you wear so many hats in any given day, week, month, year, that there is no such thing as a break for you, much less an all-star break. What'd you do?
I did take a couple of days off
Nice.
To regroup and kind of decompress a little bit. And I probably speak for most guys that are in my position that are scouts that work 7 months out of the year nonstop. And I'm just happy for those guys to be able to take a deep breath. But this is one of the most exciting times of the year for us because all of us have reorganized. We've got an opportunity to see where our club is going. We all have assignments. We all have our antennas up a little higher than what they normally are. So it's a great time of the year for baseball because there will be moves made all throughout the game. Clubs that are contending are going to try to get better. Clubs that are not are going to look forward to fortifying their systems and getting a little better for the future. So this is a fun time of the year, Mike.
The voice you hear is that of Shooty Babbitt. He played big league ball with the Oakland A's. You can see him on the tube talking about the A's on CSN California. He's a great analyst. He is also, as he just mentioned, a big league scout. Shooty, keep that scouting hat on. I want to ask you about, I know that sometimes you go out and you look at kids, and then other times you're doing advanced scouting of big leaguers. What's the difference for you? Do you prefer one over the other?
I just love baseball, and I enjoy the challenge of whatever one comes first. I mean, if you are advanced scouting, theoretically an advanced scout is somewhat a dinosaur now because of all the different ways of analyzing teams and compiling information. But at the end of the year, when you know your team is going to be in the playoffs and you have an opportunity to match up against a certain club, you tend to send more guys out, and you do start advancing anywhere from 25 to 12 days on that one particular club. And if you are so fortunate to do that at that time of the year, you are really lucky because that means your team has a chance to go to the postseason. So last year I was advancing the Cardinals. It was a great time and anticipation. We ended up getting to the World Series, so all your work somewhat feels like it's been appreciated. But, I love the challenge of going out and seeing young players and kind of predicting or projecting what they might end up being. And you get a chance. I've been around for 23 years now doing this, so I've seen the mistakes I've made, and I've seen some of the guys that I projected that would be what they are going to be. I remember the first time I laid my eyes on Mike Trout. Stevie Wonder could see that this guy was going to be a great player, but just watching some of the things that he did as a young kid and to see it matriculate at the major league level has been tremendous.
Again, we're talking with Shooty Babbitt. He joins us every Saturday at 11:30 here inside the Bigs. Good enough to give us a little bit of time, no matter how busy he is. And believe me, he's very busy. Shooty, our time on this segment is running a little bit short. I have one A's question for you before we get to either your fashion tip or your life lesson. The A's last night announced, basically told the players to Danny Valencia and Coco Crisp in particular, your playing time, boys, is going to be curtailed going forward. Now, Danny Valencia is in the starting lineup today, but to me, it's official. You've waved the white flag. When you tell me you're looking at young guys to figure out if they're part of the future, you're telling me that you've already given up on the season. Now, some callers and texters have said, Herbs, in case you missed it, they gave up on the season a long time ago. Where do you stand on it all, Shooty?
I think that's unfair to say give up on the season.
Okay.
I think each season has something in store for every ball club. This is a team that's going to prepare. The players are going to prepare the same way, and the one goal is to go out and play the best that they can and try to win the ball game. We know that the Oakland A's future is in their youth, and they're starting to call some of those guys up. even more so, maybe they've decided on which way they're going to go with some of their veterans that might be able to help other clubs. I mean, we've heard Danny Valencia's name mentioned quite often as being a potential chip for another club. But at the same breath, I mean, if you get an opportunity to get a sample size of some of these young kids before the trade deadline goes by, you even have a better feel for what those players might be able to do, and it might even encourage you to let go of some of those veteran players. So I think that's a little unfair because every team is at a different place right now. Each one of them have a goal of being the best that they could be. So I wouldn't say they've given up. Maybe they just started to reorganize a little sooner than what you might have thought they would.
Okay, certainly a more positive perspective on things, and that's kind of what we rely on Shooty for, which takes us to every week he either provides us after his baseball wisdom, he gives us a life lesson or a fashion tip. What's it going to be this week, Shooty?
I kind of thought about it just a little bit, but, you know, I was talking to a young man, and he was trying to tell me something that he was trying to do and what he was going to do, but he said it might have been a little offline. And I told him, no, not really. I say in life, you know, we draw the line. You know, some of our line is a little straighter than others, but as long as we don't go off of it and we get to the end, that means we stayed on line. So don't be afraid to kind of veer the other way as long as you have your sight on the end. So, man, just stay on line. Don't jump off of it. No matter how you get there, just long as you get there.
All right, Shooty, I always appreciate you getting here. You're consistent. You're always one of the best highlights of the program. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.